We are supposed to send the honorable members for the recess, but unfortunately we could not do that, and that's why the sittings are not taking place in the assembly. As you can see, the leadership of the state is planning to get some packages for the honorable members so that we allow them now to go for recess.
So when is that possibly coming out?
I believe soon it will come out.
As soon as the state avails the packages for them, and what's expected of them?
Yes, they will go for that. And what is expected of them is to assess their areas of concern and share with their people, especially with the issues of the security, and to know the situation and familiarize themselves also with the situation on the ground, so that when they will be coming from there, they get us informed, they get the government informed on what is taking place on their areas of concern.
Is there a specific message that they are going with?
Yes, one of the plans that we want from the honorable members to go and disseminate the peace agreement, first of all. This is one of the concerns. Number two is also to preach messages of peace to their people. This is their duty. Especially at this critical moment, we also wanted them to go and disseminate the peace agreement with the people so that our people know what the peace agreement means.
Can you tell us how much has been so far done?
Well, the state parliament has done a lot, a number of bills that have passed. And one of it was the inaugural speech of the governor during the opening of the parliament. The parliament has passed that and has given a number of recommendations that the ministries are now working on. Number two, the parliament has also passed a law that guides the parliament, and that is called Conduct of Business Regulations. Number three, the Central Equatorial State Parliament has also passed the budget for fiscal year 2021-2022. We also passed Central Equatorial State Draft Development Plan. And so we have passed a number of bills in the parliament, including the motions that are raised and brought to the parliament by some of the honorable members. We have done that, and for sure, our executive are also working hard to implement those laws that are passed in this time with the parliament in Central Equatorial State.
On the motions that were passed, I can remember there was one for which a committee was formed to go to Kajukeji and come with fact-finding information on the issue of illegal logging. So what has happened? The 1 month has passed.
Well, we talk of the challenges. The committee did not actually go to the ground so that they do the mandate given to them by the parliament. And this is the challenge of getting the finances. The committee could not go up to today, and I believe they will still have to go because we are working hard and our government is also working hard to facilitate them financially.
If they could not go in the last 1 month or so, now what's the guarantee that they will go?
We still have that belief that they will go when they are facilitated financially.
Do you think the executive is doing all that is expected of them in terms of facilitating actually whatever legislation you people do here?
Well, the state parliament and the executive are, of course, doing things with the cooperation. They will have to cooperate, because if they don't cooperate, then the services that we expect to give to our people will not be as much as required by our people.
Because this issue should have been given a priority, as you said, that illegal logging is one of the fundamental issues.
I believe they are going to do it, and the executive is also trying its own best to ensure that the logging in Kajukeji stop.
What are the challenges being faced here?
Well, challenges are, of course, given. In any institution, there must be challenges. And the challenge is, of course, finances. This is one of the biggest challenges that is faced, not only in Central Equatorial State, not only in our state assembly in Central Equatorial State, but all over with our dire economic situation that we are going through.
What could be your priority areas here?
We are dealing with the laws, and the priorities is, of course, our people. We need to debate on the issues that affect our people. And I believe that with the issue of the finances that we are facing, we cannot do that. But we believe that if the situation improves, especially the issue of the financial crisis that we are going through, if it improves, then things will go as smooth as it is.
How are the lawmakers affected? I hardly see many cars around. Could that be one of the reasons?
One of the reasons, yes, as you put it, is the issue of mobility and the issue of fuel as well. And all these issues, of course, can be only addressed when the finances are there, and we can address this issue.
Cattle issues. What is your say about that, especially the issue to do with the herders? As we talk, many people do not know whether these people are fully repatriated back to their places of origin.
Our government, Central Equatorial State, has actually done a good effort to make sure that the cattle in Yei, in Morobo, in Kajukeji, in Lanya, and in Wonduruba, and in other parts of Central Equatoria State, go to their areas of origin, especially cattle that from Terekeka. They are now already in the side of Terekeka, which is a good step. Secondly, those cattle that came from the Eastern Equatoria, they are in the areas of Mangala that is stationed there. But I believe the government is also working very hard that they are facilitated so that they move to where they came from, especially in Jungle. These cattle herders, as you might have heard, recently, they kill our people in Liria. And we also discuss it in the assembly here, and we condemn it in the strongest term possible. These acts will never help us. We are a neighboring state with the Jungle. We can only listen to ourselves. We can be a good neighbors if we behave well. But we cannot be a good neighbors when you are killing our people. In the assembly here, we are asking the communities of Jungle to take their cattle peacefully. Let them go to their areas of their respective areas of origin, so that we continue to stay in peace. This is what we are asking from them, and we believe if they are facilitated with the government, they move peacefully, crossing without any problem. We don't have any problem. What has happened has happened, but we do not want again our people to shed blood. It's enough for the people killing in Liria.
Is the parliament having a plan to come up with a legislation on how cattle issues should be regulated in the state?
Well, we have recommendations to the Ministry of Agriculture for them to come with the laws. We actually wanted to have those laws so that these laws will guide our people and will guide the cattle owners.